This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President-elect Joe Biden spoke from his hometown Monday evening, shortly after the Electoral College finished certifying him as the next president of the United States. Biden spoke about the history of the Electoral College, the historic turnout for the 2020 election, and called on President Donald Trump to concede. The Democratic president-elect also called on Americans to turn the page on the Trump era. He added, despite the divisions, democracy is still strong. The Electoral College vote is typically a formality, but this year it had more significance in light of President Trump's effort to overturn the results of the election based on unfounded accusations of widespread voter fraud. California, the state's most populous U.S. state, put the former vice president over the 270 votes needed to win the Electoral College when its 55 electors unanimously cast ballots for him and his running mate, Kamala Harris. Biden earned 306 electoral votes in November, compared with 232 for President Trump. It's an optimistic day as the first people received the coronavirus vaccine in the U.S., but it's also a day the country saw yet another devastating milestone during the pandemic, 300,000 dead. Data updated by Johns Hopkins University showed the U.S. surpassed that grim 300,000 mark. While it took 4 months for the first 100,000 Americans to succumb to the virus, some public health experts forecast another 100,000 deaths before the end of January. Similar surges are being recorded around the world as a number of European countries enter a second round of lockdowns. More on